Okay. I'll just be talking about the components design. Okay, basically, I just looked at what exactly do remotes do. Basically, they wait for you to press a key or give a voice command, and then this is translated into light signals, which are then seen by the TV. The materials we're going to need to look at. The two big ones are the integrated circuit chip and the battery. And the integrated circuit chip works in conjunction with a diode, a transistor, a resonator, two more resistors, and a capacitor. And the battery works in conjunction with a resistor and a capacitor. Basically, what happens is you'll press a number or give a voice command, and this creates a connection within the remote. That allows the chip then senses this connection and produces a signal in Morse code format. This signal is sent to the transistor, which amplifies it and then sends it on to the light emitting diode, and which is then changed into infrared light, which is sent to the TV and sort of seen by the TV, and which changes the channels. Cool. So as for how we should end up using this in our remote, a couple of main questions are the buttons. The fewer buttons you have, I guess the fewer internal connections and internal codes you're gonna need. However, to not have buttons or to use voice commands instead of buttons might make these connections more difficult and raise the production costs. That's something we should think about. Also, we have to work within the company constraints, and the company has informed me via email that they're experts at push buttons, and that seems to be the most cost-effective way of producing it. Also, with battery connections, the company has some limits on the batteries we can use, so I was thinking perhaps a combination of solar cells with a backup basic battery, and somehow doing the combination of that two, we might be able to come up with something that will last the lifetime or the 5 to 10 years, and we could still keep that original idea. We also need to look at the chips of custom design versus off the shelf, and the custom design will give us much more flexibility and enable us to incorporate the voice function that we all seem to have agreed upon. However, that's going to cost more, but the off the shelf is going to be cheaper, and it's going to be allow us to produce it quicker and get it out there faster, but it's going to be less flexible with the features, especially things like voice activation, which haven't really been used much on remotes, so there's not really chips out there that would be easy to convert. So if we were definitely going to go with the voice option, we'd probably have to design our own chip. And that pretty much sums it up. Yep, sorry. So I don't actually have any price information. No. It a lot longer than an off-the-shelf chip. The problem is the voice technology is not really highly developed. It's sort of still in an experimental form. So it would it's hard to predict the time. What just to incorporate the voice activation in it is sort of the trick. Once you've got the whole voice chip in there, then it's pretty much the world, either the sky is your limit. But to actually, the big step is to actually get the voice activation chips in there and working. Bits of it, yes, as well. It's fundamental. Well, I mean, I guess it's something we've discussed since the sort of the beginning. So I think in our minds it's fundamental, but I don't know that the upper echelons of the company would necessarily agree with that. So I think it's a Sounds good. Yeah, I would say we do. Yeah. Nope, that was it. That was it. Okay. Need to think about it. I think they're about the same cost, really. I mean, I think it just sort of the there's a lot of slide buttons out there. I think it's pretty much the same sort of connection. Yeah. Yeah, because I've definitely picked up remotes and like meant to change the channel and turn the volume or vice versa. So it'd be kind of good to have them be feel completely different. You'd know what you were fiddling with. Yeah, because if yeah, in that kind of position, the fingers would be better for pressing and the that for rolling, just the way it would. Well, that can kind of tie into our changing face things. Like, we could have fruit and vegetable theme this year, and whatever happens next year, we can have the face plates. Yeah. 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 Yeah, that weird, I don't know what that is, but yeah. Yeah, it's good as well. I think it's easier sometimes to have them buy changeable covers for it than to buy a whole new one because you don't feel like you're investing in a whole new product. Yeah. Oh yeah, I like that. That also kind of encourages them to buy new covers and yeah. Well, that's just it with the covers. You're sort of tricking them into continuing to spend their money on our products without making them feel like they're being ripped off having to buy a new product. So, yeah. 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 And that's the sort of thing, once you get the mold set, you can just whip out different colors, different pictures very, very quickly. Yeah, exactly.
Coffee table to say, this says something about me. So it's
I don't know that we should make the whole thing yellow. I kind of thought with the you'd have like a yellow circle with the RR in it somewhere on it, but yellow seems a bit of a strong color to make the entire like the thing. No, but I mean, it should be like white or gray or black or some sort of block color. You'd want it narrower than a mouse, because a mouse you're kind of just resting on it. You want something you can definitely grip. So maybe it'd be, and fiddle around with it and press it. Maybe almost like a hairbrush, like you'd get the about the width of that end of the pen, and then it widens up top, and you can fiddle and Do you know this shape also kind of does lend itself to voice notes? Because if you're holding it and you're fiddling, but you can also bring it up like that, and it's microphone-esque. Well, you can still incorporate the voice with less buttons. I mean, if the power button was also somehow like a menu button, you could press that and or do voice commands, and the volume thing could also be to scroll through other options. Like, and you could scroll through brightness and then you can minimize the buttons and still have those, you know, brightness and tint and stuff. The television would be the display, that things like that usually pop up on the television. Like you hit menu and menu will come up on the television and have like tint brightness, and you'd use the scroll through it. That's true. Never understood how that worked though, but play with Play-Doh. Does actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Different to feel, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of envisaged that if this was the thing, then sort of the hole at the top would be
incorrect. Yeah. Sounds good.